Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the halachas of Shmon Esrei. What is the nusach of the Shmon Esrei and Rosh Hashanah? Says the Mishnah, say the brachas, the seder of the Shmon Esrei. It's interesting, machlokes hagaonim. We're going to learn now that, as we know, on Rosh Hashanah and Shmon Esrei we say Malchi Zichron Yosin Shoifris, and the Shaila by which Shmon Esrei is that said. There are Gaonim that say that it's said by all the Shmon Esreis of Rosh Hashanah, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. There are other Rishonim that say that we only say it by Musaf, as is our minig, both by the Shmon Esrei that every individual is mispalel, and by the Shmon Esrei of the Baal Tefillah, and yet there are, that's the sheet of the Ramban and the Rosh, and yet there's the sheet of the Rav Amram Goin and others that say that only the Baal Tefillah says it in his Shmon Esrei. So say the brachas, what is the seid of the Shmon Esrei? Omer Avos, the first bracha is the mention of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and we end Mogen Avram. Gvurois, Mechai Hamesim, Kedushas Hashem is Ata Kodesh. V'kol Malchus Imohen, Malchus according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is included in Kedushas Hashem, V'eino Tekeya, but we do not blow the shofar after saying Malchus and Ata Kodesh. And the Rishonim point out, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Malchus is said together with Ata Kodosh. So what does it say, V'koil Malchus Imoyhen? It should say, V'koil Malchus Imoy. So, say to Rishonim, what we're learning here is the din that we are aware of, that the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei are considered one bracha, and therefore if one makes an error in any of those brachas, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and that's why Koil Malchus Imoyhen, with all of them, even if the mistake is made in the third bracha, we have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Then Kedushas Hayoyim, then we speak about Yontif, we begin with Atta B'chatanu, and we end with Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, V'toykeya, and we blow the shofar. V'yom HaAvoda V'ado Birchas Kahanim, shofar is tekeya, Zichron is v'tekeya, we say Zichron is, and then we blow the shofar. Shofar is v'tekeya, then we say shofar is, and then we blow. Then V'yom HaAvoda V'ado Birchas Kahanim, and we finish the Shmon Esrei, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Rishonim already discussed, why does our Mishnah have to mention the first three brachas of the Shmon Esrei and the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei? Aren't those standard in every Shmon Esrei? And Rishonim teach us that, as we know, in the Shmon Esrei, starting Rosh Hashanah through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we mention at the beginning Michamech Avarachmam Zecheinu L'Chaim. At the end of Shmon Esrei we say Ksoiv L'Chaim Toivim B'Seif L'Chaim Toivim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though these sentences are added to the Shmon Esrei, they're not essential to the Shmon Esrei, and if one didn't say them, he would not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. However, the din is, if one said Ho'akel HaKadosh instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh during the Aser Shemei Tshuva, the Aloch is they don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Divrei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, this is Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's position. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ema Tekel HaMalchus Lama HaMaskir. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we don't blow the shofar when we say Malchus, because Malchus, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is included with Ata Kadosh when we don't blow the Shmon Esrei. So says Rabbi Akiva, why would we say it if we're not going to blow the shofar? Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, Oy ma'ovos agvuros akdushas Hashem, we say the first three brachas, v'koyle Malchus and kedushas hayoyim v'takeya, together with Ata B'chatana, we say the Malchus and we blow the shofar. Zichronis v'takeya, Shofar v'tekeya. We say Zechronis and we blow the Shofar, Shofar and we blow the Shofar, and then we complete the Shmon Esrei with saying Avoda v'ado Birchas Kahanim. And as the Torah Evan and the Aruch Laner explain what is the basis of the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, they say they both begin with the same premise that we should blow the Shofar in three consecutive brachas. Their machlokes, however, is where is the proper place for malchus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that malchus belongs together with kedushas Hashem. Malchus, he says, belongs at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, because malchus is the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And therefore, together with the kedushas Hashem, when we're going to say HaMelech HaKadosh, we mention malchus, and therefore, if we're going to then say kedushas Hayoyim and not blow the shofar, there will be an interruption between the three brachas in which we're blowing the shofar. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, wait and blow the shofar the first time only by kedushas Hayoyim. Rabbi Akiva too agrees that there should be no interruption between the three brachas in which we're blowing the shofar. However, Rabbi Akiva holds that malchus can be said together with kedushas Hayoyim, not necessarily must it be said with kedushas Hashem, and therefore he says say kedushas Hayoyim and malchus zechronius shofars. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara expands on what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If we're not going to blow the shofar by malchus, so why would you say it? Ask the Gemara, what's Rabbi Akiva asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Why are we saying malchus? The Torah told us to say malchus. It's not optional. And some Mefarshim point out that from here we see that the chiyuv to say malchus, zechronius, and shofars on Rosh Hashanah is Midaraisa. Because the Gemara is saying Rachmanu, that the Torah tells us to say Malchus. Others say that it's not a Chiv Daraisa, but the Gemara is saying is since the Rabbonon told us that we have to say Malchus, it becomes as if the Torah told us to say Malchus. Ella, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Kiva meant to say was, Loma Eser, if Malchus is different than Shofaris and Zechronius, that by Malchus we're not blowing the Shofar. And by Zechronius and Shofaris we are blowing the Shofar, so why do we have to say 10 Pesukim and Malchus? Leimatesha. It should be enough to say 9 Pesukim, Dohar Vishtani Ishtani. Since Malchus is different by the fact that we don't blow the Shofar, it could also be different that we don't say 10 Pesukim and Malchus, 9 would be enough. So Mefarshim say, why should we say less? Or what's Rabbi Akiva trying to say that we should say less just because we're not blowing the shofar? So some Mefarshim explain, as we will learn later in Mitzvah Shem, the Gemara finds it somewhat difficult to find psukim in the Torah that speak about Malchus. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, we anyway know it's so difficult to find psukim that mention Malchus. So if it's anyway different than Shofaris and Zechronius, we should not have to look for how hard to find the pasuk. Just say less pesukim for Malchus. Others explain that, as we will learn later, the basis of the number 10, that we say 10 pesukim by Zechronius, by Shofaris, by Malchus, because it's based on the capital in Tehillim, Hallelu Beseke Shofar, that in that capital the word Hallel is mentioned 10 times. But one of the 10 times is Hallelujah B'Seika Shofar. We mention Hallel together with Shofar. But now, that says Rabbi Akiva, that we're not mentioning Malchus. We're not blowing Shofar with Malchus. So Hallelujah B'Seika Shofar has no connection to Malchus, and therefore we should only blow the Shofar, we should only say 9 Pesukim of Malchus, not 10. Tan Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Menayin Shemayim Re'Ovis. How do you know that in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we start with speaking about the Ovis? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hovul Hashem B'nei Eilim. So two ways of explaining this. One way is Hovul Hashem, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak about B'nei Eilim, speak about the great. Great means, Eilim means strong. The strong people, meaning the Ovis. Others say, Hovul Hashem, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we begin the Shemoneh Esrei, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei Eilim, we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the children of the Eilim, that we are the children of the Avos. Mefarshim, the B'nei Yeshua asks, this Nusach of saying Avos at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei is part and parcel of every Shemoneh Esrei that we say. So why now, when we're speaking about the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, does the Gemara begin to ask, why do we say Avos? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Since, as we learned, and we learned Shia today, that the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah has Malchus, Chaynus, Shifras, so we would say perhaps what the Torah is teaching us, that the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah should be different than the Shemoneh Esrei of all year. And the Shemoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah, we only mention Malchus, Chaynus, Shifras, nothing else. Says the Gemara, of course you have to mention the Avos. Avos must be mentioned every Shemoneh Esrei, because Havel Hashem b'nei Eilim. Name Shem Avos Gvuros. How do we know that we speak about the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenema Havel Hashem Kavod V'Oiz. Mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor and might. Name Shem Kedushas. How do we know we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha? Shenema Havel Hashem Kvod Shmoy Hishtachvu Hashem Behadras Kodesh. How do we know that we also say Malchus, Zichronus, and Shifras? Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Ksiv, the pasuk regarding Rosh Hashanah says, Shabbosim Zichru Tura Mikra Kodesh. Shabbosim comes to teach us the Kedusha Sayyim, that we have to speak about the Kedusha of the day. There's an interesting Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says, from here we see that the Chiv to say Kiddush on Yontif is a Chiv Daraisa, so Kedusha Sayyim. Others disagree and say that Kedusha Sayyim doesn't refer to Kiddush, but refers to mentioning the Yontif in the Shemoneh Esrei. Zikaron, that means Eil Zikaron, so we have to say Zikaron, is Truas Eil Shifras to mention the Shifar. Mikra Kedush, Katsheyu Basias Malacha, we should make the Yontif holy by not doing Malacha. According to you, asks Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't the first name that we mention in the Shemoneh Esrei be the fact that we're now allowed to do a melacha? Shabai kosva tchila. Isn't that the first thing to be mentioned? And like the Mefarshim explained, Rashi says, since the most evident aspect of the Yontif is the fact that we're not allowed to do Melacha, that's something that we're not allowed to do all 24 hours of the Yontif, that should be mentioned first. Others explain, the first thing one notices as Yontif begins is that we're not allowed to do Melacha. Davening is later, Shofar is the next day. But the first thing that happens as the Yontif begins is that we're not allowed to do Melacha. So shouldn't that be the first thing mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei? In the Pasuk? Ella, the way Rabbi Kiva explains the Pasuk, Shabbason is Kachay Basis Melacha. You're not allowed to do Melacha on Yontif. Zikaron Ela Zikaronos, Trua Ela Shofaris, Mikra Kodesh, Zekedushas Hayom. Ask the Gemara Menayin Shemir Malchus. This told us that we just learned that you're supposed to mention Zechronius and Shifras. How do we know we're also supposed to mention Malchus? Tanya, Rabbi Omer, the Pasuk says in Parashas Emor. First, the Pasuk says, speaks about the Parashah Peah, that when one is cutting his field, he has to leave over Peah, a corner, for the Aniyim. And the Parashah Peah ends with the words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then the next Parashah in Parashas Emor begins discussing Rosh Hashanah. It says B'chodesh Hashvi, which is Zu Malchus. So we connect the Shem Elokeichem to Rosh Hashanah to teach us that we have to mention Malchus. And as the Shem Shmuel explains this limud, he says Peah represents the end. Peah represents the end when we finish cutting the field, the last corner we leave over. Says the Shem Shmuel, what the Torah is teaching us here is that by Klal Yisrael there's never an end. The end represents a new beginning. When one looks at a Rosh Hashanah, don't look at it as the end of the year, but rather it's like the Peah. It's the end, but it's the beginning. And actually he explains that was the error that Haman made. He says that Haman, when he saw that the Goyro, the poor that he made, came out in Adar, which is the last month of the year, which is the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, he said that's the best time to persecute the Jews. But he didn't realize that by Klal Yisrael there is never an end. The Peah, the end, is really a reflection of a new beginning, of Malchus to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rav Yisrael Yehuda Aima Ein Tzarich. We don't have to say this limud to teach us that we say Malchus. Rather, the way we learn it is Harehu Aimer for Hoyelchem Lizikaroin Lefnei Alakeichem Shein Tam Aloimer. There's no reason for the person to pasuk to say Nisham Lekechem. Or Matam Aloyma Nisham Lekechem. Why does the Torah repeat these words? Zebnei Av. Lekamakam Shenemba is a Chronis. Wherever we speak about the Chronis that Kosh Baruch Hu remembers us, you Malchus Amoyim, we should speak about Malchus. So there's a beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe in explaining this Gemara. He says, and we've discussed this already and learning this Masechta, that on Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah that a person should be mispallel is for kvod shemayim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod should grow and become revealed. And as the Mefarshim say, if we look in the nusach tefillah, there's really not much or anything mentioned about our own needs. But observes the Satmar Rebbe, we know that when a person davens on Rosh Hashanah, he's certainly very much does speak about his own needs, gezunt and parnasa and nachas. What's the pshat, and how is that allowed to be done? So he says that's what the Gemara is coming to answer. What the Gemara is saying is, when we are remembered by Kadosh Baruch Hu for good, when things go well for Klal Yisrael as a nation and for each one of us as individuals, that is Malchus. That causes the greatest Kiddush Hashem. Kamakam Shiesh Bezachroinus. Wherever we're remembered with our own personal needs, L'toiv, that causes Malchus, and that's why on Rosh Hashanah we could daven and ask for all of our personal needs. That should be a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus should be revealed. Ve'echer Omer L'Kedush HaSayoyim. So we mentioned that we have to say Kedush HaSayoyim in the Shemoneh Esrei. Where in the Shemoneh Esrei is it mentioned? Tanya, Rabbi Oimer, and Malchus Oimer. It's said together with Malchus. Mamet Sin Mekamakoyim, as we find by every Shemoneh Esrei, on Shabbos, when we speak about Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei, on Yontif, when we speak about Yontif in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's mentioned in the fourth bracha, because we begin with the first three standard brachas. The fourth bracha, the standard Shabbos, standard Yontif Shemoneh Esrei only has seven brachas. That fourth bracha speaks about the Kedushas Hayoyim. Here too, Malchus is the fourth bracha. Afkan Bereviyas, in this fourth Malchus bracha, speak about Kedushas Hayoyim also. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, say im zechronis oimroi. We say with zechronis. Mam tzin mekamokam beemtza, afkam beemtza. Kedushas Hayoyim is generally mentioned in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, as we said a moment ago. On Shabbos, Yontif, there are seven brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. The fourth middle bracha is the bracha in which we mention Kedushas Hayoyim. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we have nine brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, the fifth bracha, which is the bracha of Zechronis, is the bracha in which we mention Kedushas Hayoyim. Ukishkechi Bezdin as Hashanah B'Usha. In the year that Bezdin were Mekadosh, the year in Usha, the married Rosh Hashanah, Yod Rabbi Yochanan Breukel of Fnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan Breukel was about tefillah. The Farshim say the word Yorad was because they used to have the place where the Baal Tefillah stood in the Shemoneh Esrei was lower than the rest of the shul, as the pasuk says, "Mimamakim karasicha Hashem." For also Rav Yochanan Nuri, and when he said the Shemoneh Esrei, he did as Rav Yochanan Nuri said in our Mishnah, said Kedushas Hashem with Malchus, then said Kedushas Hayoyim and blew the shofar. Amlai Rav Shimon, lo yinagin kain biYavna. This is not the way we acted in Yavna. So the next day, Yod Rabbi Chanina Benoi Shav Yosef Glili, Rabbi Chanina was the Baal Tefillah, Vasa Rabbi Kiva, and he acted as Rabbi Kiva said in our Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Kach Hayinahagim B'Yavna, you did as the way we did, used to do it in Yavna. Ask the Gemara, remember the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva Sfirlei, does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agree with Rabbi Kiva? V'Amr Rabbi Kiva, Malchus im Kedushas Hayoyim Amalahu. Rav Kiva said in our Mishnah that Malchus and Kedushas Hayoyim are said in one bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, we just learned, says that Kedushas Hayoyim im Zechronis Amalahu. That Kedushas Hayoyim is said with Zechronis, not with Malchus. So how could Rav Shimon Gamliel applaud and agree with what was done in Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva said, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was approving, he wasn't approving that Kedushas Hayoim she would said with Malchus. Of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Kedushas Hayoim is said with Zechrinus. What he meant to say was, Shetoykin LaMalchus, that we blow the shofar by Malchus, as Rabbi Kiva taught us, not by Kedushas Hayoim, which is not with Malchus, as Rabbi Yochim Anuri said. So Gemara said, L'yoyim HaSheri, Rav Rabbi Chanina. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chanina, we learned that the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chanina was the Baal Tefillah, and the Gemara quoted what, how he said the Shemoneh Esrei. Asked the Gemara, my Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Ilay Miyantav Sheni doesn't mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara Lememra, the Bruel Elul. That means that Elul was a 30-day month. Originally, they thought that the 30-day of Elul would be the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, and then they ended up making Elul a Chodesh Mubar, and the next day was Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara, we learned, Vam Rav Chanina Bakahana, Mimais Ezra Ve'elich, from Ezra's time and on, already Lo Matzino Elul Mubar, we never find that Elul should be Mubar. So how do we have a situation that there was a 2-day Rosh Hashanah? And as the Mefarshim explained, as we learned on Daf Lamed, Rav Yoichim ben Zakkai instituted after the Churban Habayis that they would accept Eidim all day because there was no longer concern about Kilkul Halvim Bashir, that the Levim will not sing the proper Shira by the Karmat Tamid Shabbat Habayim. So first I'll explain. In the earlier times where Eidim were only accepted to earlier part of the day, it was possible that we will not have today the first day being Rosh Hashanah, because there's a very short amount of time when we will be Mekabel Nu Eidim. But now Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai is saying they would take Eidim all day. So as during the day, it's most likely, not likely, it's probable, and it always was that there were Eidim came. So how was there a 2-day Rosh Hashanah? Amar Chizda my Sheni. Sheni doesn't mean the second day Rosh Hashanah. Sheni means L'yoyim Sheni L'shana Bo. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, this is the way he said it when he davened by the Amid. Says the Mishnah, we should not say less than 10 Pesukim Malchus, 10 Pesukim of Zechroinus, and 10 Pesukim of Shroinfus. Rav Yochim and Nuri Yomer, Amar Mishol, Shalos Mekulin Yotze. If he said 3, it's also acceptable. And the Gemara will explain what Rav Yochanan means. Hani Asari Malch Knegami, ask them, this that we say 10 Pesukim, why? Omer Reb Levi, Kneged Asura Halulim, Shama David Sefer Tehillim. Because David HaMelech said the word Halil 10 times in Sefer Tehillim. Ask the Gemara, Halulim Tova Hava. David HaMelech says the word Halil many more times than 10 times in Tehillim. Says the Gemara, Hanech Tiksibu Halil B'Seke Shofar. In the capital of Halil B'Seke Shofar, there David HaMelech says 10 times the word Halel. Rav Yosef Omer, Knegra Saras Adibris, Shinem Rala Mosh Besinai. We say Halel 10 times to correspond to the Saras Adibris that was said to Moshe. The Mefarshim say, what do you mean was said to Moshe? Because as we know, Klal Yisrael were only willing and able to hear the first 2 Dibrois from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the Dibrois, they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. The only one that heard all 10 Dibrois from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mefarshim explain what is the connection between the Kol Shofar and the Saras HaDibris. So the Avni Nezer explains, the Pasuk says by Kabbalah HaTorah, Kol Godel V'lo Yosef. The call of the Shofaris, the sound of Kabbalah HaTorah V'lo Yosef, Yosef the Targum says, "V'le Pasak, it didn't stop." We, thousands of years later, still live under the hashpa of the Kabbalah Satayra. Says the same thing is with Kol Shofar every Rosh Hashanah. The Avni Nezer says the Kol Shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be like the call of Kabbalah Satayra. It should influence us and affect us all year round. Rav Yochanan Amar, Kenegra Sar Mamaros Shemahen Nivra Oilam. It's for the 10 Mamaros with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hai Ninu. What do we mean? Says the Gemara. Vayomer. That the Pasuk says Vayomer in Pashas Bereishis. Pashas Bereishis. Ask the Gemara. Vayomer the Bereishis Tisha Hava. The Pasuk only uses the word 9 times. Vayomer in Pashas Bereishis. Answers the Gemara, Bereishis Nami Maimerhu. The first word of the Torah, Bereishis, is also considered a Maimer. The Ksiv, Bedvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. So, the Mefarshim say, so why doesn't it say, Vayomer, at the beginning of the Torah? So, the Mefarshim say, I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Vayomer, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. There was nothing in the world. Toyu Vavoyu. How is that represented? By saying Bereishis. There was nothing there before. The Mi'emes says that when the Pasuk says Vayomer in Parashas Bereishis, what does that normally mean? What it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim. He wanted to create something, and Vayomer, the Malachim were his messengers to carry out what he wanted. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying Bereishis, when he was creating the world, there were no Malachim. So he couldn't say Bereish, he couldn't say Vayomer, he just said Bereishis. Mefarshim asks, we find the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Besor Mamorois Nivra Oilam. There the Mishnah doesn't ask that it's not 10, it only says Vayomer 9 times. Why does the Gemara ask it here and not in Pirkei Avos? Say, so for the Sefer Yom Trua. There's a very subtle difference between the wording of our Mishnah and the wording in Pirkei Avos. In our Gemara it says, Shebehen Nivra Oilam. Asar Mamaros, Shebehen Nivra Oilam. In Pirkei Avos it says, Basar Mamaros, Nivra Oilam. Explains the Yom Teruah. When we say Basar Mamaros, Nivra Oilam, we can include what it says in the Torah, V'yoyim Eloi Toif HaYoyis Adam L'Vadoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's not good that a person should remain by himself. Kushabar Asar Memaris Nivra Oilam. Pirkei Avos is referring to the Kiyam Oilam, to the existence of the world. And of course, to the successful existence of the world, we need the Eloi Toif HaYoyis Adam L'Vadoi, that a man should be married and have a family. However, here, we're speaking about the creation of the world. Creation of the world, Loi Toiv HaYoyis Adam Levadoi, is not part of the creation of the world. And therefore, we have to find another Maimer, and the Gemara says that Maimer is indeed Bereishis Bara Elokim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Imam Shol Shos Mekulon Yotza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if we said three Yotza, and as we said, we need to understand what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri means. Imbayeluhu, Hei Chitan, exactly what does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri mean? Doesn't mean Shalosh min HaTorah, Shalosh min HaNeviim, Shalosh min HaKesuvim. We say three psukim from the Torah, from the Neviim and HaKesuvim, Davatesha, so we have a total of 9 psukim. Vikvenaichadu. So the difference between the Tanakhama of Yochanan ben Nuri will only be one pasuk, that he will say that we say, the Tanakhama says we say 10 psukim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says we say 9 psukim. Aydilma, Echem Natar, Echem Navim, Echem Ksuvim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri means to say we say one pasuk from the Torah, one pasuk from the Navim, one pasuk from Ksuvim. Davel Shalosh, which is a total of 3. Vikimnai Tuvin, there's a significant difference between him and the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds 10 psukim, he holds 3 psukim. Toshma. The Tanya, Ein Poichsim, Masar Malchius, Masar Zachroinis, Masar Shoifers. We have to say 10 psukim by Malchius, Zachroinis, and Shoifers each. Vimama Sheva Makulon, but we said 7, Yotzit's acceptable. What's the number 7? Kenegin Shevrakia, Kenegin the 7 heavens. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Hapoiches lo Yivches Misheva, we should not say less than 7. Vimama Shalosh Mekulon Yotza. If we say 3, it's also acceptable. Kenegin Torah Nevia Ksuvim. Because we just need one pasuk of Torah Nevia Ksuvim. Vamilei Kenegin Hanim Levim Yisraelim. So now we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri must mean one of each. Because when it says 7, explained the Rishonim, it can't mean 7 of each by Malchus, 7 by of each by Zechariah, and 7 of each by Shifras, which would mean 21 psukim, because that certainly nobody requires more than the 10 that the Tanakhama required. So when the Brisa says 7, it must mean a total of 7. Similarly, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says 3, it must be a total of 3. La halacha,
the Rishonim say it's enough if we say three. In fact, the Tor quotes a Shita that it's enough if we just say Uvesoroscha Kosov Lamer, that we just mentioned that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Pasuk tells us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Malchus, Zechronus, and Shifras, but our minig is to say 10. Actually, our minig, many Rishonim in many places, is to say even more than 10 Pesukim. Amr Rav Yochanan, Shmuel Halach Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Emaskirim Zechron, Malchus, Zechronus, Zechronus. When we speak about these Pesukim, we don't speak about Pesukim that refer to punishment. Mask of the Torah, we begin with mentioning a pasuk from the Chumash, or Mashna Manavi, the last pasuk, the last group should be from Nevi'im. Taisa say, ask, don't we usually have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim? Why do we have Ksuvim before Nevi'im? Answers Taisa, since many of the Ksuvim were written before the Nevi'im, Tehillim was written by David, Mishlei and Eiv, they were all written before Ksuvim, before Nevi'im. That's why we first do Torah, then Ksuvim, then Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlam B'Tara Yatza, if one completed with the Pasuk from the Chumash, he was Yatza. We'll explain Rabbi Yossi's position in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. So Gemara gives example of Pesukim that speak about punishment that the Mishnah just said we should not use as the Pesukim for Malchus, Zechronus, and Shifras. Malchus, what's an example of a pasuk of punishment by Malchus? Kigoyin, Chai ani num Hashem alakim, im loy biyot chazaka b'zroi netuya, uvchei meshvucha em lachaleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears that he will judge us with anger. Vavgav, Tomer Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman, in explaining this pasuk, said, kol kai rischa, lirschuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu alon, I'm willing to accept this kind of anger from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, as long as what the Pasuk says is that the result of this anger is that he will redeem us. Still, Kivin the Baris Chama, since the Pasuk refers to anger, at Kuri Rizcha Bereshat Talay Matkuinu, we don't want to mention anger on Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk can say, not only do we want to mention anger on Rosh Hashanah, it's a very important that a person should not get angry in Rosh Hashanah. Zikarain, what's an example of a pasuk of anger by Zikarain? V'yiskar kibasa heima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers that they're just bosa, that we're going to leave and not come back. Shoifer kigoyin, that we're all made out of breath that leaves and doesn't come back. Shoifer kigoyin tiku shoifer begava, which is talking about by the parasha Pelegish Begiva. Avon Balamis Malchus Zakarim Shayfish the Puranish Lev Kacham. If we want to mention punishment of the Umas Olam Omer Malchus Kigar Hashem Melech Yirguzu Amim or Kigar Hashem Melech Olam Voed of the Goyim Me'artzoi Zikaroin. An example is Zichar Hashem Levnei Edoim Shayfik Goyim Hashem Melechim V'Shayfi Yitka V'Holuch Pesarois Taimon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the shofar and go and destroy the Goyim. V'ksiv Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. And the Mefarshim explained that even though we should be able just to mention V'Shem Elkim B'Sofer Yivka, which speaks about punishment to the Umayis Ha'olam, still we don't want to just speak about bad for the Umayis Ha'olam. We include Hashem Tzvokas Yogan Aleim. Amaskirin Zakarin Shal Yachid, says the Gemara, another rule, when we speak about Zakarin, we don't speak about a private individual. A feel of Toivy, even when the Pasuk is mentioning something good, Kigoyin, as the Pasuk says, Tzayin Hashem Tzayin Amecha, which David Melech speaks about himself, or Kigoyin Zachar Le'el Kaila Toivah, again, Nechem is speaking about it, but he's speaking about an individual. But Ketainis, the Gemara mentions a Bryce that says, where the Pasuk uses the word Pekadoin, Harek is Zachronis, it's as good as Zakarin. Kegoyin, Hashem pocket asara. Kegoyin pocket b'kalti eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us to take us out of Mitzrayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Ima, Einik Zechronus. You cannot use the word Pekida, we have to use the word Zikaron. And as Mefarshim explained, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that the word Bekadon means something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers once in a while. Zikaron represents something that something constantly remembered. When we say Zichronus on Rosh Hashanah, we want to say something that's mentioned all of, that's remembered all of the time. Asks Ask the Mepharshim, so why does Rabbi Yossi allow us to use the word Kadin? So they say a beautiful pshat. We learned earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Yossi is the mandama that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us every day. What is the basis for Rabbi Yossi's position? Because the pasuk says Vatifgedeu libikarim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Bikadin does take place every day. If it takes place every day, we can mention Bikadin on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi, name the Bikadin Sarenius Akronis. Yes, as we just explained, Rabbi Yossi allows you to say the word Bikadin, but how could he allow us to use the pasuk of Hashem Pocket Asara? Isn't that a Bikadin the Yochid? And we just said that everybody agrees that a Bikadin the Yochid is not mentioned. Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Asr Rabbimene, since all of Klal Yisrael came out of Sari Menu, Krabim Dami, even though just speaking about Sari, it's considered like a Rabbim. The Pasuk says, Sushar Meshechem, V'nasu Pesach Ha'olam, V'yovim Melech HaKavoid, Mizeh Melech HaKavoid, Hashem Izuz V'gibah Hashem Gibah Mechama, Sushar Meshechem, Su Pesach Ha'olam, V'yovim Melech HaKavoid, Mizeh Melech HaKavoid, Hashem Tzvokos Melech HaKavoid Selam. Says the Gemara, Rishayna, the first pasuk where Malchus is mentioned twice, if you mention that pasuk, it's considered like you said Malchus twice. Shnia, the second pasuk, mentions Melech three times, and it's when you say that pasuk, it's as if you mention Malchus three times. Like the Mepharshim point out, if you say these two psukim, you already said more psukim and Malchus than you needed to. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's position. Yudaim Rishayna Achas, the first pasuk of Sushar Meshechem is only considered one mentioning of Malchus. Shnia is only considered two, because according to Yehuda, Melech HaKavoid, Miuza Melech HaKavoid, is just a question, a rhetorical question. It's not a declaration of Malchus and cannot be considered, according to him, one of the Malchus Pesukim. The pasuk says a similar machlokes. The pasuk says Zamel Kim Zameru, Zamel Kim Zameru, Kimolach Kol Aretz Alakim. According to Rabbi Yossi, Shtayim. These are considered two mentionings of Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda Amar Achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only considered one, because since the second time it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is only our king, it's not king of the whole world, that cannot be considered a pasuk of Malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shavin, they both agree with Molech Alakim Alikayim Elkim Yoshev Akise Kachoy Shiachas. That's only considered one, because that's only considered one mentioning of Malchus. Sikaron Shiyesh Betrua, a pasuk that speaks both about Sikaron and Trua. Kigoin Shaboson Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh Imrim Zoch Imazachrinus for Imrim Meshaifrais Divir Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, can be said by Zachrinus and Shaifrais. There's a machlaikis hamafarshim, a machlaikis achroinim, how to understand Rabbi Yossi's position. Some say what Rabbi Yossi means to say is one can choose. He can choose to say this pasuk by Zachrinus, or he can choose to say this pasuk by Shaifrais. Others say what Rabbi Yossi means to say is even more lenient, that you could say the same pasuk, use it as one of the psukim of Zechronius, and you can also use it as one of the psukim of Shaifrus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, can only be mentioned with Zechronius. Since the pasuk only says Zichron Trua, it cannot be considered a Shaifrus pasuk. Malchus Yesh Metrua, a pasuk that speaks about Malchus and Trua, Kigon Hashem Elkav Imai, Utruas Melech Boy, Imre Malchus, Imre Meshaifrus. Could be said with Malchus or Shaifrus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yud Omer, Eina Omer, and Malchus. But that can only be used as a pasuk of Malchus. True Sheni Ma'ila Klum. A person, it can only be said with Malchus. True Sheni Ma'ila Klum. A pasuk that just mentioned Shaifrus with nothing else around it, not Malchus nor Shaifrus. Kigon Yom True Yilachem. Omeroi, and Meshaifrus can be used as a Shaifrus pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yud Omer, it should not be said at all, because according to Yehuda, that the word true itself does not represent Shaifrus. The Mishnah said, Maschel b'tayra or Mashlem b'navi. Yoyseimer, im hishlem b'tayra yotza. Says the Gemara, at first, understanding of what Rabbi Yossi says, it seems to be that Rabbi Yossi is saying, "Im hishlim, the yavid in lechatchila loy." The yavid is you could finish with a pasuk of Torah, but that's not what you should do lechatchila. Ask the Gemara Tanya, we learned in another brisa that Rabbi Yossi oima hamashlim b'Torah reza meshuvach, that it's proper to finish with the word with a pasuk from Torah. Amos says the Gemara, well, we should mean the Mishnah. We should say that the Mishnah means to say mashlim. We should end with a pasuk of Torah. Says the Gemara, I'm hishlik tani. Our Mishnah clearly said only if, not that that's what should be done lechatchila. The yavid in lechatchila loy. The Mishnah is clear that it only means that that's something that should be done with the yavid. And says the Gemara, hachkamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Mascha b'tayra or mashlim b'navi. Begin with psukim from the Torah and with psukim from the Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi mashlim b'tayra. Rabbi Yossi says mashlim b'tayra. You should finish with psukim from the Torah. Then hishlim b'navi. But if you did end with psukim from Navi, yotze, it's acceptable. Tanya nami hachi. Amar Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. V'sikin. V'sikin Rashi says are people who are novim, humble, and are bedagdeik. To be mekayim the mitzvahs properly, hayim hashlim masu b'tayra would end with the psukim of Torah. Bishlama asked the Gemara, Zechronis v'shoifris ikatuva. There are many psukim that Torah speak about shoifris and Zechronis that could be the psukim that we can use in the tefillah. Ela malchias tlasu dehavin. For malchias we could only find three psukim. One is Hashem el kav imoy usruas melech boy. The next is v'yihi b'shur melech. This machlokes who Bishur HaMelech refers to. Some say it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say it refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could it be a pasuk of Malchus? Since Moshe was completely subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing, obviously, the Malchus Hashem, that pasuk could be a pasuk of Malchus. And Hashem, Yimlech Lailam Void, is another pasuk of Malchus. Ask the Gemara, Vanam Bina Asar V'Lekha, but we need to have 10 psukim. We're 4 psukim from the Chumash, from the Torah, which we're missing. Amra Funa Toshma. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad is a pasuk of Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't a Malchus. It's not a pasuk of Malchus. According to Rabbi Yossi, that Shema Yisrael is a pasuk of Malchus, there's a machlokes which word in the pasuk is the word of Malchus. Some say it's the word Elokeinu, and others say it's the word Echad. Vayudata yoin v'shevois alovecha kishem olkim ein oid is Malchus divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda again says ein Malchus. He said that pasuk doesn't describe Malchus adequately. At the reis l'das kishem olkim ein oid mavadoi is Malchus divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda yoin ein Malchus. It's not. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there are more than enough psukim the Torah that speak about Malchus besides the three that were originally mentioned.